Proclamation number 3181 of 7th of July, 1944. Binding the adversary of God. Abuse of power. God's power is unlimited and also extends into the realm of the one who is his adversary. This spiritual world is also subject to him, and yet he leaves his adversary great freedom by not taking away his power over the human being's soul, yet only up to a certain limit. The human being is not defenselessly at the mercy of evil, for he can oppose it with his will and his love, and then God's adversary is completely powerless. And God stands by the human being in every way if he turns to him for help. But the latter retains power over the human being if he himself grants it. But God allows this because the human being must become active himself if he wants to become perfect. His paths must remain free both upwards and downwards. He must avoid evil of his own accord and strive towards good. Therefore, evil must also be able to influence him and therefore cannot be completely banished in the world. But if the human being's will is too weak and he does not ask for God's support, he hands himself over to the power of the evil one, and he uses it in such a way that he tries to completely displace God, that he tries to cast a spell over all beings on earth and is active in a way which now determines God to oppose his power and to defeat his adversary for a long time, to bind him, i.e., to take away his power. For the entire spiritual kingdom is subject to him, and even that which does not voluntarily submit to him must bow to his will and his power. And when the time has come, all power will be taken from him. His opposition extends to separating the spiritual from God, to transfer it into endless distance and to get it under his control. The spiritual, however, must strive towards God of its own will if it wants to come close to him. It is neither forced by God nor can God's adversary force it towards him. But every power seeks to win it for itself, only with opposite means. And the adversary has also received permission from God to influence the essence, the human being's soul, but always on condition that the human being also has knowledge of the eternal deity and of his rule and activity, and can therefore freely decide for one of the two powers, for good or evil. But as soon as God's adversary abuses this permission by wanting to deprive humanity of the knowledge of God and his working, God's unlimited power will come into action and he will take all power away from him for a time, so that the spiritual being which strives towards God is unhindered, thus it can return to the one from whom it originally originated. God's power is unlimited. And even if the adversary unfolds his power and appears to be successful, this power is still first given to him by God, and he can take it away from him as and when he wants. Only one will rules over heaven and earth, and it rules in all wisdom and love. But the power which expresses itself in opposition to wisdom and love is never divine and therefore also does not exist. It must bow before the Most High if he demands submission, if freedom of will is abused in a way which exceeds his authority. If the adversary of God takes action against himself and wants to drag all spiritual things with him, then God lets him feel his power, he binds him and renders him harmless for a long time. Amen.